The average cost of a single CAR T cancer treatment can top $400,000, and the manufacturing time can stretch over weeks while a patient's health declines. But what happens to the market when that complex, multi-week process is condensed into a single day? What happens when the factory isn't a building at all, but the patient's own body? This isn't science fiction. This is the new competitive reality in biomanufacturing. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Troy, your analyst.
This week, we're zeroing in on a revolution in the life sciences sector. For years, the promise of cell and gene therapies has been hampered by brutally complex and expensive manufacturing. But a convergence of new science, smart software, and strategic regulation is turning bespoke lab work into a scalable industry. We'll be looking at the technology's collapsing production timelines, the rise of the AI co-pilot on the factory floor, and the strategic regulatory moves in Asia that US and European firms cannot afford to ignore. Troy, let's dive right in. CAR T cell therapy has been a game changer for some cancers, but the logistics are a nightmare. Patients wait weeks. What's the big development this week that could change that?
The core challenge is the ex vivo process. We take a patient's T cells out of their body, ship them to a centralized facility, genetically re-engineer them, multiply them for weeks, and then ship them back. A study published in Blood on August 6th details a new process for single-day manufacturing of what are called IL-18-armed CAR T cells. They've streamlined the process to bypass the weeks-long activation and expansion steps, producing potent, exhaustion-resistant cells in just 24 hours.
From several weeks to one day is a seismic shift, but I also saw a development that eliminates the factory entirely.
Exactly. At the 2026 ASCO and EHA meetings, researchers presented phase one results for a therapy called KLN-1010. It's an in vivo CAR T cell therapy. Instead of taking cells out, they administer a vector that reprograms the T cells directly inside the patient's body. The results were stunning. In the multiple myeloma trial, 100% of patients achieved minimal residual disease, or MRD, negativity within 1 month.
So the factory literally becomes the patient. This sounds like it completely upends the business model. How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers who've just invested billions in these massive centralized GMP facilities?
It's a direct threat to the established model. These new approaches could make those large centralized facilities obsolete for many autologous therapies. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this means the competitive advantage is no longer just about having a large, validated clean room. The threat is that smaller, more agile biotech firms with these in vivo or rapid manufacturing platforms can leapfrog them, offering treatment faster and radically cheaper.
And what about for trading companies and distributors in this space?
Their world gets simpler and more complex simultaneously. The cold chain logistical nightmare of shipping patient cells back and forth, the vein-to-vein time, could vanish. It would be replaced by distributing a stable, off-the-shelf injectable product like KLN-1010. This opens the door for new distribution partnerships, but it also means their existing specialized logistics services for cell therapy might become a legacy business.
So if I'm a farmer executive, what's my immediate action? Do I halt construction on my new facility?
Your immediate action is to task your corporate strategy and business development teams to aggressively evaluate these technologies, model the economic impact. The question isn't if this will disrupt the market, but how quickly. You should be looking to partner with, invest in, or acquire the companies pioneering these platforms, like the one developing KLN-1010, before they become direct, low-cost competitors.
Troy, these accelerated timelines are incredible, but the biological processes must be exquisitely sensitive. How can companies ensure quality and consistency when production speeds up so dramatically? It seems like the risk of a bad batch would be enormous.
The risk would be unmanageable with human oversight alone. The only way to manage this complexity at speed is with artificial intelligence. We're seeing the rise of the AI co-pilot in biomanufacturing, specifically through digital twin technology. A report on August 9th highlighted how AI is being used to optimize titer, rate, and yield, what the industry calls TRI.
A digital twin. I hear that term in aerospace and automotive, but what is it in a pharma context?
It's a virtual, real-time replica of your physical bioreactor. This digital model is fed a constant stream of data from the real-world manufacturing process: temperature, pH, dissolved oxygen, nutrient levels.
The AI uses this data to simulate thousands of outcomes per second, predicting how the cells will behave hours or even days in advance. It can test different feed rates or agitation speeds in the virtual world to find the optimal path.
So it's like a flight simulator for cell production? What's the competitive intelligence angle here for Western manufacturers?
The edge lies in data integration and talent. A U.S. or European manufacturer with strong data science and software engineering teams can create a highly efficient, autonomous production system. For example, Bioceon just released operating guides for what they call autonomous manufacturing, using Raman spectroscopy as a process analytical technology, or PAT stream. The spectrometer gives real-time data on cell growth, the digital twin predicts the outcome, and the system can automatically adjust nutrient flow. This creates a powerful competitive moat.
And what should our trading and distribution companies know?
They should know that their clients' needs are changing. It's not just about supplying media or filters anymore. The big opportunity is in sourcing and distributing the enabling technologies, the advanced sensors, the software platforms, the integrated single-use flow meters like the new ProLine ProMass U500 from Endress & Hauser. The value is moving towards the integrated smart manufacturing stack.
So, what's the actionable insight for an operations executive listening right now?
Start a pilot project immediately. Don't think of this as just buying an AI solution. You need to invest in the underlying data infrastructure to make it work. Identify one production line, instrument it thoroughly, and build a digital twin. The goal is to move from reactive quality control to predictive and eventually autonomous process control. This is the new standard for GMP.
We've covered the science and the software, but technology is always shaped by regulation. You've highlighted some major strategic moves from Japan that seem to be creating a unique competitive environment. What's going on?
Japan has created a powerful two-pillar regulatory framework under their Act on the Safety of Regenerative Medicine, or ASRM, which was first enacted back in 2014. It's now reaching a maturity that gives their domestic industry a distinct advantage. The first pillar is for conventional, fully approved cell products, much like in the U.S. and Europe. But the second pillar is a private treatment registration system.
A registration system? That sounds like a fast track. How does it work?
It is a fast track. A medical institution can submit a treatment plan, for example, using a patient's own adipose-derived stem cells for joint pain, to a certified committee. That committee reviews for safety and process validity. Crucially, it does not certify efficacy. This allows Japanese providers to get innovative therapies into the clinic much faster, collecting real-world data while operating under strict safety and tracking mandates from the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers? Are they being outpaced?
It means Japan has become a key global hub for regenerative medicine development. Western companies might spend years in clinical trials to prove efficacy before launch, while Japanese counterparts can already be treating patients and refining their processes under this registration system. This creates a significant experience gap. When those Japanese firms eventually enter U.S. and European markets, they will arrive with more mature manufacturing processes and extensive patient data. We're already seeing massive investment to support this, like the new Yanamai My iPS manufacturing facility at Kyoto University, which opened in 2025 to scale up autologous iPSC production.
So, what's the play for a Western trading company or distributor?
The opportunity is to act as a bridge, source novel therapies and technologies emerging from the Japanese ecosystem for Western partners. Watch for breakthroughs from places like Helios KK, which just installed a 500-liter bioreactor system capable of producing 40,000 patient doses annually. Japan is becoming a leading indicator for the future of this industry.
So, for a Western biotech CEO, what is the clear, actionable takeaway from Japan's strategy?
They need to view Japan not just as a market, but as a strategic accelerator. Consider conducting early-stage clinical trials there to leverage the favorable regulatory environment. Seek partnerships with Japanese research institutions and CDMOs who understand the ASRM framework. Ignoring Japan's ecosystem is a significant strategic risk.
All right, Trey, a very dense and insightful session. Let's distill it into the key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week. What are the three things executives absolutely need to have on their radar?
First, manufacturing is the new strategic battleground in cell therapy. The competitive advantage is shifting from pure discovery to the ability to produce these therapies quickly, reliably, and cost-effectively.
Platforms enabling single-day or in vivo manufacturing aren't just incremental improvements, they are existential threats to the current business model. Second, digitize or you will be disrupted. AI, soft sensors, and digital twins are moving from pilot projects to the core of efficient, GMP-compliant operations. Companies that master this data-driven approach will have a decisive quality and cost advantage. And third, national regulatory strategy is a competitive weapon. Japan has built a powerful accelerator for regenerative medicine. Western companies must understand that ecosystem and decide whether to participate in it or prepare to compete against the highly experienced firms it produces.
And the single most urgent action item for this week?
Executives must immediately model the economic impact of in vivo and single-day manufacturing on their 5-year plan. This technology has passed the clinical proof of concept stage. It is no longer a question of if, but when it will hit the market. You need to know how it will affect your assets and your P&L today.
A clear and urgent directive. And that's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. We provide the intelligence, you provide the action. Join us again next week for your strategic briefing on the technologies that matter.
Thank you for listening.
To make sure you don't miss an episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit us at troytechnical.com for deeper insights. Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead.